This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا أما بعد قال جل وعلا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. My dear respected scholars, brothers, sisters and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to make a statement to you, and that statement is that happiness is a product of gratitude. Grateful people are happy. Ungrateful people are unhappy. It's not the other way around. It's not that happy people become grateful, but not the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this obviously centuries before science discovered it, but today there is actually evidence in psychology to show that being grateful produces happiness. Because gratitude is a product of awareness of what we have and then of appreciation of that. So one is I become aware of what I have and then I appreciate that, and that is what makes me happy. So I want to ask you, how many of you today, you came here to the masjid and you are sitting here for Jumu'ah, how many of you are happy? Alhamdulillah. And I'm assuming that those who did not raise their hands, they did not raise their hands because they believe in the masala of Fadl Kifaya. Somebody raised his hand, that is also for me, inshallah. Yeah? So everybody is happy, inshallah. The issue is, if we are happy, then do we express this happiness? Do we express this happiness in terms of gratitude to the one who gave it to us? And that is why this ayah from Surah Ibrahim, which all of us are familiar with, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically said this. He said, the one who is grateful, I will increase my ni'mah for this person. The increase of the ni'mah can be in, obviously, in getting more of what it is that makes us happy. But even before that, if you just reflect on it, just being aware, subhanAllah, this is what I have, that itself is an increase in the barakah of this ni'mah. How many of you remember the first new car that you bought? You know, in India somebody did some research, they were publishing some research about the illnesses of children of the super rich. Illnesses of the children of the super rich. And they actually published an interview of this girl who is in a state of depression, clinical depression, and she is being treated for that. And the counselor is asking her, why is one happy? What's wrong? Why are you so sad? And she says, you know, my father just bought me a 350 sports Mercedes. Sounds like crazy, you know, right? Your father has bought you a sports car, a Mercedes 350, and you are unhappy. I hope there is no one here who would give an arm and a leg for that car. But I wouldn't be surprised if there was, and in this case, don't raise your hand. I'm giving you actual evidence. I mean, people are happy, but remember, I asked you one last question: how many of you remember your first car? And for most of us, the first car that we bought, you would probably today, Allah has given you enough, you would probably feel slightly embarrassed to even stand next to that. You know, small little Suzuki 800cc or something like this. I remember the first car I bought was a car called the Ambassador in India. Those of my Indian friends will remember that. It's almost an antique now. And as I drove it off, I didn't even drive it, I was in the showroom and the guy left me, the seller, the agent of the seller, Hindustan Motors, he tells me, when you go out of here, take a right turn and there is a welder. He says, go and get the entire chassis, all the joints re-welded. So I said, you are selling me the car. You are telling me I must get all the joints re-welded. He said, yes, I'm telling you. Your choice. You don't want to get it re-welded up to you, but get all the joints re-welded and get it painted with rubber coated, with a rubberized paint. Otherwise, it will rust and it will fall apart. Brand new car. I was so thrilled to get this car. Why? Because for the first time I had four wheels under me instead of two. Awareness of that. So let me ask you, when we are talking about happiness and we are talking about gratitude, what is our attitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, to whom we owe everything? To whom we owe everything. And that awareness, that happiness comes from awareness of what we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And out of that awareness also comes trust, which we call tawakkul. Tell me, who is your best friend? Think of your best friend. Invariably, it will be somebody, not just someone you have known for a long time. You know many people for a long time, but they're not necessarily our best friends. Our best friends are those people who, even though we may not have known them for a long time, they are people who stood with us and who stuck with us through thick and thin. People who are there for us when we needed them. As they say, there's a saying called, a friend in need is a friend indeed. And somebody said, a friend in need is no friend of mine. So the question is that somebody who sticks with me, stands by me, supports me, helps me when I'm in need, this person is the best friend. And the one who builds up a record of this, of having stood by you in times of need, this person is the one you love the most. Yes? Then what do we believe about Allah? Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been with us before we were born, and today in the lecture on death and hereafter, inshallah, you will hear some of those details. Even though Allah has been with us before we were born, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu will be with us even after we were born, after we die, all of us can safely say that Allah has been with me from the day I was born. My oldest friend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But do we have the same level of trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There was a wise man in the reign of Harun Rashid, and his name was Bahlul. And he was called Bahlul Dana. Bahlul, the wise man. Bahlul actually in Urdu slang means mad. So it's a symbolic name, a madman who's wise. And Bahlul was a great alim. He was a great zahir, a great alim. So one day Harun al-Rashid says to Bahlul, he said, you know, you are a faqir, you have no money and so on. and I don't want you to have any hardship. So I am going to settle a pension on you that you should get so many dinar every month from the treasury. So I have refused. Said, I don't want anything from you. So Abhijit got a bit upset. He said, why are you doing that? You know, I mean, you didn't ask me, I'm giving you as a gift. So what's wrong if you accept it? He said, I don't want anything from you. He said, why? He said, yeah, your love and my love is the same, no? He didn't forget you, will he forget me? He said, why should I take from you? Your love and my love is the same. He didn't forget you, so will he forget me? So where is this yakin? Happiness is a product of gratitude. So let me draw your attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, jalla jalaluhu. And I won't take you on a tour of the universe, and I won't tell you about birds and beasts and so on and so forth. I'll tell you some other things. Things that we see and experience every single day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam with the surah we recite in every rakat of every salah. Without which the salah is not valid. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began the surah by in his name. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
But how do you thank the Rabb who said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim? I ask you, I ask myself, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said Al-Wahid Al-Qahar, would you have gone and said, Ya Allah, I cannot recite this kalam with the khawf, with the fear that it puts in me, please change the words. Would we have said that? Would you have said that? How do you thank this Rabb who did not leave us this need even to ask him? And he said, Malik Yawmuddin. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawmuddin. And then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what do you say to this Rabb who taught us how to make dua? إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Reflect on this. What is إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ? We just read the meaning. I worship only you, I ask help only from you. So what? So what? What is really being said when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ? What is really being said? My brothers and sisters and elders, reflect on this. This, imagine that we have some of our Kuwaiti brothers here and we have some of our brothers who are not Kuwaiti, Indian and Pakistani and so on. Imagine if two of you, one Kuwaiti, one non-Kuwaiti, goes into the court of the Malik, goes into the court of the Amir of Kuwait. And both of them have some need. They want to ask the Amir for something. The man who is not a Kuwaiti, he says, I am so and so, I am from India. I need your help, please help me. But what does the Kuwaiti say? The Kuwaiti says, I am yours. He says, I am yours. I am one of your subjects. So give me. To the Indian, maybe the Amir can say, go and ask your government. But to the Kuwaiti, what will the Amir say? Go and ask who? He says, I am yours. If the Amir turns away a Kuwaiti, who came and said, I am yours. If the Amir says, go somewhere else. What would you say to that? Will that ever happen? It's a matter of the issa of the Amir. It's not this Baki who came to him, it's the man who has some need. But for the Amir, he says, one of my people comes to me and asserts himself and says, I am one of yours. And then he says, give me. And I send him somewhere. How can I send him somewhere? How can I possibly send him somewhere, even if there was somewhere to send him? What is Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in? You are saying, Ya Allah, I am yours. Ya Allah, I am yours. I don't ask anyone else. I don't worship anyone else. I worship only you, Iyyaka na'budu. And I ask for help only from you, Iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to connect to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us how to connect to Him. And He said, before you ask, reassert, reiterate, emphasize your connection with me. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. I am not anybody. I am yours. So give me. And give what? Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim. The one thing which only Allah can give. La tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to His Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a man in a way of putting his heart at rest, and He said, do not be aggrieved if they don't listen to you, because hidayat is not in your hands. Only Allah can give hidayat. And Allah asked us, ask me. Really? فاستغفروه انه هو الغفور الرحيم.
ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه. اما بعد، فقال تعالى: ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. My dear brothers and sisters and elders, gratitude, being grateful, is the root to happiness. And therefore I advise myself and remind myself and advise and remind you, let us consciously become aware of the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu has given us. And then let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for those ni'mat. Each one of you, I want you, I request you to do this as your homework today, inshallah. When you go back home, and today it's a holiday for you, when you go back home, actually sit down with a piece of paper, sit down with a sheet of paper and a pen, and write down. Don't do a mental exercise. Do that actually. Sit with a sheet of paper and write down, list down the things that you have, which Allah has given you, for which you need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One by one, some of those things have names, like the name of your wife, for example, like the name of your children, for example, like the names of your parents, for example, like the name of your teachers and your family and your friends and so on and so forth. Thank them. List them down. And one by one, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And thank those people, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith, he said, the one who has not thanked the people has not thanked Allah. So thank those people. Reflect on what does the fact that when I want to go for Juma, when I'm at home, I don't have to worry about ironing my clothes, because my wife doesn't come. This time I came to Kuwait, she's not with me. So I wear a mishla on top, so you can't see that the thobe is not ironed. What is the value of that? What is the value of that? We have servants in our house who cook our food, we go home without a thought in the mind. How many of us, I mean, some of the bachelors are not, maybe, but may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove your punishment and give you wives who will make you very happy. But when we go home, we don't even think, will there be food? Of course there is food. Good food, nice food, food that you want to eat. And if you need to lose weight, food that you don't want to eat, but it's still there, it's good for you, and you know, with a good intention. Being grateful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kalam, He mentioned in many places things that we need to be grateful to Him for. And see the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Common examples of what we encounter on a day-to-day basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ مِهَادًا وَالْجِبَالَ أَوْتَادًا وَخَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. Allah mentioned the Azwaj. Allah mentioned sleep. Ask people who have insomnia what is the value of being able to sleep peacefully.
Wow.
أقيموا السلام.